Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jazz with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Air Services Australia has proposed new flight paths from Brisbane Airport, which aim to lighten the frequency of current paths by spreading across more suburbs. The new plan takes the noise spread approach, which will maintain the same number of flight paths but pivot away from frequently affected areas into neighbouring communities. Residents and community alliance groups are calling for introduction of flight caps and curfews at Brisbane Airport instead, similar to those at Sydney, Adelaide and the Gold Coast. Residents of affected areas are encouraged to make submissions before the end of the consultation period closes August 17th. Plans to clear 680 hectares of land to expand a coal mine west of Mackay will put significant koala populations at risk, according to advocates. Of the area that has been proposed to the state government for clearing around Glencore's Hale Creek mine, 600 hectares are koala habitat, with campaign group Lock the Gates coordinator Maggie McEwen stating that in surveys of the area, quote, "this is by far the most koalas we've seen in the path of a planned coal mine." Lock the Gate are appealing to the Federal Environment Minister, Murray Watt, to block project applications in the area until the koala population can be sufficiently investigated. A Glencore spokesperson responded to the controversy, stating that the company is, quote, "working closely with the state and federal governments to deliver an effective environmental plan." In national news, the University of Technology Sydney has released a plan to suspend future enrolments for 146 courses across six faculties. In a media release, the university said the courses were selected based on lowest intake levels, with the Faculty of Design and Society most impacted. The plan is the latest cost-cutting move made by UTS since it announced its $100 million restructure earlier this year. The cost-cutting initiative has stirred up controversy for the high levels of psychological distress caused among staff, as 400 planned job cuts were announced as well earlier this year. In international news, 26 people have died in a shipwreck off the coast of Lampedusa, a southern Italian island, with Coast Guard officials stating that more casualties may be found as their search continues. 60 survivors were brought to shore on Wednesday local time, as the vessel of approximately 90 people capsized whilst crossing the Mediterranean on a voyage to migrate from Libya. UNHCR spokesperson Filippo Ungaro explains that 675 people have died while trying to cross the Mediterranean from Africa this year, with a systemic abuse of migrants and refugees that has been documented by UN agencies in Libya, motivating those to make the perilous journey. And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a chance of fog in the west early this morning and light winds throughout the day. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 22 and a minimum of 10. There is no fire danger today and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.